This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Now 7 after the hour here on the DJV program. Doug Steffen, D. Jennifer Horn, J. Victoria Keevan, that's for V, the DJV program, on the air pretty much everywhere. And not only today, but through the weekend, this event that we're wrapped around, along with a lot of other radio stations, the idea came from a fellow named Ron Stone, who owns some radio stations in four or five markets around the country, somebody that I didn't actually know before, but I called him and I said, this is something I want to be a part of. So there are up to, now we see the count at 3,400 radio stations. The access to our network and other access, pretty much half of the radio stations, or maybe more, in the country are participating in this thing all day today and through the weekend. You can go to any one of the buttons, whether it's DJVShow.com or whether it's AmericanFamilyFarmersShow.com, GoodDayHealthShow.com, YourHiddenPowerShow.com, all shows that I host and we produce here, in addition to the DJV program. So if you want to, if you're thinking about it, okay, well, I'm not really sure what I can do yet, that's okay. You got a few days to go to any one of those sites or to text feed to 95819, give the donation. In fact, even though this effort on the part of the radio industry is going on through the weekend, listen, they've been in business for how long, Victoria? How long has Feeding America been around? Decades?
I don't know. It's been a while, for sure. Yeah.
Yeah, right. So now we're trying to respond to the coronavirus situation, which is obviously taking its toll. 22 million children. This is fascinating, and a number
so
that
sad.
It really is scary. 22 million children rely on school meals. That's where they get their nutrition. They don't have any other source of really good food. Imagine 22 million children in our country building an inventory of food boxes is what they're trying to do with the food banks around the country. I think most every community has a food bank, doesn't it? I know we do here in town.
Some of them.
These people, I'm on board because they dedicate all of their resources. Every penny that you give will be impactful. They don't take anything out for management for themselves. It's all for the people who have the greatest need. So this is quite an interesting and special moment. I've actually never done this before this way, and I've been on the air I've been on radio stations. I've been working at individual stations where we have done this, for sure. I've done some of these things myself. When I was in Cincinnati and St. Louis, I managed to do it. Cincinnati, I really had a... Pete Rose and I did a fundraising event because he was working at the same station that I was. And it was really... Jerry Springer participated in it. It was an interesting time. A couple of years in
colorful
in
characters. I know.
Oh,
this is like
characters.
A joke. Pete Rose, yeah. Doug Steffen,
right.
And Jerry Springer walk into a bar.
Yeah.
You know what, though, Doug? In all seriousness, I bet Pete Rose was great.
He was. Pete Rose was very good. People loved him.
You missed the joke.
Pete Rose was great.
Pete Rose.
Oh, you'd bet.
Oh, don't make him laugh.
All right. Wait a minute. Okay. So, Phil, grab that audio from yesterday, will you please? This is so outrageous.
I've listened to this so many times.
Like 20 times.
My husband and I had tears in our eyes. We were laughing so hard.
Well, I told the story to a few people, including my children.
Doug just had tears because he was in pain.
I was in pain. I'm actually much better. This is healing fast. But yesterday, for those of you who didn't hear this, I don't even remember. I threw it to Jennifer for something. I don't remember even what we were talking about.
We were going
about.
To talk about Kim Kardashian.
Kim Kardashian.
Oh, that was right. Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Okay. So we're looking about, I'm trying to talk about Kim Kardashian, and then it falls apart, and here's what it sounded like. Kim Kardashian is going to auction herself off. That probably didn't sound right. Going to have
not
lunch.
First time.
I knew you. Stop making me laugh. I can't do that. This is the all-in challenge.
Suffer.
So.
Oh, my God.
Oh.
He's got broken ribs.
Oh, my God. It hurts.
Wow, Jen. I thought you were the nice one.
Stop it. Oh.
Doug, just think. This is the woman who wants to be in charge of your life support.
She's the one.
I won't kill him. I won't kill him. I'll just bring him to the brink a few times.
Right.
Jesus, I get two broken ribs and she's making me laugh.
All I yelled was, suffer!
Oh, my God, Jen. You're, like, really hurting him.
Oh, no.
Good guy.
Kim Kardashian.
Yeah, now that we're out of time. Yeah, nice job, Jennifer.
That was a minute and a half of just torturing Doug. I'm still laughing along with that. But the funniest thing was at the very end, which was cut off there, but at the very end of the clip, Doug can barely breathe, and he's in pain, and he goes, it's 10 before the hour. My husband, who's a producer, he goes, wow, that's a pro. He's still got the time check in at the end.
Counting it out.
All I know is your check's going to bounce this month, Jennifer. Oh, my God, that was funny. And I told the story a couple of times during the day myself, but I didn't listen to the audio. You guys spent the day.
Oh, Jennifer, I listened to it like five times last night.
I've heard it like everybody that I know. I was laughing. Yeah. So I don't know why. It just tickled me.
What did
so
your father say funny. When he heard it?
Oh, he made it a promo because we carried the show at CRN. So that's our new promo, and it says, the most serious news, the DJV show. Blah, blah, blah.
Oh, I love it. I love it.
It does hurt. I'm better today. Because I'm so thankful that I am so healthy. I really am. My body responds well.
Your body responds well when you fall off a
despite
tractor.
Despite your best efforts. How about that?
I literally told Lewis yesterday, I go, oh, well, Doug's got two broken ribs. And he just looked at me and goes, did he fall off a tractor or something? I'm like, well, close. It was a truck.
Yeah. It was raining last Sunday, and I was unloading a truck with a couple of the guys on the farm, and I slipped on the back bumper, which is plastic, and I went down onto the tailgate. And I didn't hear anything, but I felt that I couldn't. It took my breath away for a minute. And then I went back to work. But then when I went to bed that night, woke up the next morning, oof, wow. So, not a pleasant circumstance. All right, so that's the silly stuff. We're involved in more serious things. And there are all kinds of serious things, obviously, going on in the world. When we continue, I want to try to figure out what Fauci is saying or what we are to expect. I think there's so many mixed messages here. I'm not sure what the source of the mixed messages is or why all the people in the federal government aren't on the same page. I get that we all have different opinions about things, but come on, you're confusing everybody with these mixed messages. And as usual, some of it comes because of political differences, which so doesn't set well with me. That's not serving the public at all. You're not serving the public. You're serving your own needs and your own egos. What's that, Jennifer?
I've been annoyed by this, too. So which mixed message are you?
Yeah,
well, Fauci says that sports won't be normal for another year.
Well,
so,
normal, yeah, that's right, because there won't be fans in the stands. So I don't think that's a mixed message so much. I think he's been saying all along, and I think most states will probably not reopen festivals, conventions, or sporting events till next year, but that doesn't mean the sports won't play without an audience.
Mm-hmm. Okay, got it.
Well, the audience is television, and also Facebook will do some of that stuff, and YouTube will do some of that stuff, and all the individual, you get a lot of... I'm very interested. The fact that Netflix and that bunch have not gotten involved in sports play-by-play and not contested the networks pay billions of dollars for the rights.
That's why.
Amazon Prime has...
They have some.
They have Thursday night football. Twitter has live football games, I want to say maybe also Thursday. So they're in it a little bit.
Well, I know
there
is serious.
Some good news. There is some good news, though, from the federal government, and I'm not sure if you guys heard it yesterday or not, but Fauci, Trump was talking about a new drug, and Fauci said, yes, this is very encouraging news.
Yeah. Yes, that's a good, that
and it's
good
about
news.
And we've talked about it a little bit.
Remdesivir, right? Is
yeah,
that what it
they
is?
Were testing some of the AIDS drugs, the HIV drugs, and this is one of them.
Yep.
Remdesivir, yes, is the latest, and they say that the
How
FDA
do you pronounce
is,
it? Remdesivir. We'll talk about that this weekend on our Good Day Health show.
Is that how you say it, Victoria? Remdesivir?
I think so. That's my guess, yeah. I'm terrible at pronouncing drug names, though.
Yeah.
Hydroxychloroquine, for some reason, just fits right in for me. But remdesivir has got a lot of, I don't know, there's a lot of consonants in a row. But the FDA has said that they will actually fast-track an approval of this to be used for coronavirus, and they're already doing a lot of trials on it. And apparently, and this was a big deal, actually the stock market responded really nicely.
Yeah, stock market had a good day yesterday. Yeah,
because of Gilead Sciences, who's a company that makes this, they're trying to make this available to coronavirus patients. Apparently, it does something like actually prevents the disease from taking hold in the body, and it can actually cut the recovery.
Is it a vaccine or is it a treatment?
No,
it's
a treatment,
it's not a miracle drug, but apparently what it does effectively is it shortens the duration.
It's like
Tamiflu. It makes it less severe. So you might still have symptoms, and you might even be kind of sick, but you hopefully will not end up in the hospital if you have remdesivir. So,
and what Fauci's saying is that for the first time they have proof, or at least to the beginning of proof, that a drug can actually block coronavirus. Because before, what I think made a lot of Fauci types nervous is that there wasn't a drug that could actually block the virus, and this one looks like it can.
Yeah. All right, so there's some good news for us, and you're on for sure. 18 past the hour.
In these unprecedented times, a lot of companies have changed the way they do business. MyPillow has changed their production to provide masks for hospitals. They still want you to get the best sleep of your life, though, and maybe you've noticed it's time to upgrade your sheets and pillows. Right now, they have buy one, get one free pricing on Supima MyPillows, Giza Dream Sheets, MyPillow Towels, Roll and Go Anywhere Pillows, Duvet Covers, Giza Pillowcases, Bolster Pillows, and Neck Pillows. Just go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com and use promo code DJV when you check out. If you order Mike's book, your entire MyPillow order will ship for free, plus he'll give you a $25 gift card for your next purchase. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free on pillows, sheets, duvets, and more from MyPillow. Use promo code DJV when checking out at MyPillow.com. Give your linen closet a makeover at MyPillow.com and remember to use promo code DJV. That's promo code DJV.
You probably don't think very often about support for your brain, but you should. Join the millions of people supporting their brain function with America's most popular brain supplement, Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hey guys, I'm Mock.
And I'm Daisy.
From the Chicks on the Right, take a break with our brand new podcast. It's the Mock and Daisy Common Sense Cast. Every week, we're getting real about the topics that moms like us care about. From health education in our schools to the ins and outs of the social media apps your kids are using, we've done the research so you don't have to. We know it's important to you because it's important to us too. Find out more by going to our website, chicksontheright.com, or start listening to the Mock and Daisy Common Sense Cast on your favorite podcast app. Don't forget to subscribe, download, and leave us a review.
Ahoy!
Ahoy!
Yoo-hoo! Ahoy!
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 Ahoy there!
Ahoy!
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 In the name of the great Neptune, ahoy!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered with basic plans starting at $100 a year. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Annual premium for a basic liability policy not available in all states. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Food banks are running out of supplies. Now, some residents are unsure where their next meal will come from.
Mama?
Uh-huh?
The TV man said that the food bank is running out of food.
That's terrible.
We have to help the families, Mama.
You know what, honey? You're right. We do.
Help as we raise funds for Feeding America at RadioCares.org or text FEED to 95819 and we'll send the donation link to your phone.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Isn't it fun? In a sense, when you hear music like this, you immediately know it's Prince. And there are some artists that, when you listen to them, you immediately know, hearing the first downbeat, that this is, in this case, Prince, but whomever. So the reference to Prince focus on some of these previously unheard radio shows that are going to go to Sirius XM. They have a Prince channel, I guess, don't they? Is it a full-time Prince panel?
No, it's new. They've never had it before. Yeah, this is brand new.
So they're going to do it for people like Prince, and they're going to do David Bowie. They'll have limited edition sort of artist focus, Metallica, Guns N' Roses, that sort of thing, Fleetwood Mac, many of the channels featuring exclusive content from the artist for Sirius XM. So why are we promoting Sirius XM as doing exclusive things rather than on radio stations? I guess it would be, I mean, I know people all have it. I like listening to Sirius XM.
I love it.
I got 50s and 60s. I listen to some of the talk that's there. Now I actually do find myself enjoying and engaged whenever Howard Stern, I can find a new edition, but he isn't on much anymore, so a lot of stuff you get is old stuff. But it truly is still pretty entertaining stuff. I was on Sirius XM when they first got started for 5.5 years, but the people who run it, they want to have sort of their own stuff and don't want to share it with anybody else. That wasn't the model when they first got started, but now if you're doing Sirius XM, you can't do a radio, regular radio show, right, Victoria? Isn't that how
pretty
it works?
Much, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, right. I got my start on Sirius on Cosmo Magazine's radio channel, so that was exclusive to, you know, to Sirius as well.
Right. Anyway, so starting tomorrow, in the case of Prince, it's the Prince Channel. Previously unheard 2-hour demo of a radio special that he conceived prior to the release of his album 3121 in 2006. But it will air for the first time on May 1st. Recorded in 2005, it features songs from his catalog, personal favorite selections by other artists, and mixes, interviews, that kind of stuff. And a peek into his vault of unreleased studio and live recordings. office. So this ought
to
be very...
That vault literally is the stuff of legend. Very few people even have access or have ever had access to it or even know what's in it. So it's kind of cool that some of that stuff from his family or from his estate is going to be, you know, allowing everyone to hear it. So it's very cool.
The Prince Channel promises a takeover from Sheila E., special playlist from Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis, and SiriusXM's recent Let's Go Crazy, the Grammy salute to Prince Town Hall with the Jimmy Jam, Sheila E., and HR. Sheila E. is something else, man. I think she's
fabulous. I don't know
if you
guys saw the CBS tribute to Prince.
I did.
Oh, my God, it was good.
Yeah. And
that
she was all over the place.
Incredible. Yeah.
She's on the drums. She's jumping around, singing on stage. Yeah, she's very,
great.
Very good. Yeah. Very sexy in her own way.
There you go. I knew that was coming.
She is. Why should I deny that? The David Bowie Channel, Rolling Stones Channel, Eagles Hotel California Channel, Fleetwood Mac Channel, Guns N' Roses Radio, Led Zeppelin, George Straits, Ace in the Hole are on the limited run artist dedication stations at Sirius, which has extended its free streaming through the end of next month because of the corona situation. All right, so that's cool.
So it is free right now on the app.
Yes,
so
it is. Yep.
So it is, you know, you ask the question, why are we talking about it? Well, it's free for everybody, so why not enjoy it?
Why not? Yep. Next up, in honor of Willie Nelson's birthday, he's 87, Edie Brickell has shared her own musical tribute. The song's called Sing to Me, Willie. The song captures just how personal Brickell's relationship is to Nelson and his work. We played our music at my daddy's funeral, and the pastor was amused, she said. Nelson himself then joins Brickell in a duet, crooning about the untamed beauty of Texas. And a touching homage to Nelson.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Oh, so you're wearing a mask every day now? Where are you getting them?
The same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com. And they're handmade.
Really?
Just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks.
And good price?
That's the best part. I get a 10-pack for only $6.
Wow.
Yes, as a public service, we're now sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality, more breathable face masks, only $6. Our face masks are hypoallergenic, latex-free, and made for stress-free all-day wearing. Or choose our N95 respirator masks, 2-pack for only $6. Supplies are limited, so place your order at sunny-bay.com, a biomed DB design company right here in the USA. Go to sunny-bay.com and purchase your disposable face masks online. 10 masks for only $6. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump and the nation's top infectious disease expert, Dr. Anthony Fauci, both say they're encouraged by an experimental drug that's being tested on coronavirus patients. At a White House photo op yesterday, Fauci said the news coming out of Gilead Sciences looks very promising. Fauci noting, though, it's a treatment and not a vaccine. Former Republican congressman turned independent Justin Amash of Michigan says he is serious about having a good chance to both secure the Libertarian Party nomination for the White House and beat President Trump and Joe Biden in November. He says he stopped his campaign for the U.S. House back in February.
I spent some time really digging into it, decided that I would run because I believe I can win. And that's the most important thing here.
And this is USA Radio News.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Dogs are being trained to sniff out the coronavirus at universities in Pennsylvania and in the UK in what experts say could revolutionize screening for the illness. The life-saving dogs will be used to screen people at airports, businesses, and hospitals to prevent the pathogen from spreading. According to researchers at the University of Pennsylvania and the London School of Hygiene and Tropical Medicine, the canines can identify malaria infections in humans, and now they hope to train and deploy 6 coronavirus-sniffing dogs to airports in the United Kingdom. At the University of Pennsylvania, 8 Labrador retrievers started their training this month, learning to identify an odor which is related to COVID-19. The government has released proof that the economy is taking a hit due to COVID-19. USA's Chris Barnes reports.
It's the first negative GDP number in 6 years, GDP being the broadest measure of the performance of the U.S. economy, and it shrank by more than analysts had predicted during the year's first quarter. The Commerce Department reporting that it shrank by 4.8% as the coronavirus pandemic started biting deep into the economy. Experts had forecast a 3.5% decline. President Trump, though, staying optimistic.
There's a tremendous feeling of optimism in this country. I can only say that.
For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Four at the hour here on the DJV program. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan. A lot of material here before me and thee. There are a lot of things happening. Every day there's something. You know, that's what I love about life. People say you don't slow down to me, and I don't. I take my job seriously here, even though I have lots of fun. I take what I have been doing for all these years on the radio seriously, and that's kind of why I have signed on to do this Feeding America thing through the weekend. More than 37 million people in the U.S. now, because of the virus, are struggling with hunger. Imagine that number. And 22 million of them are children. 22 million children across our country don't have enough to eat, mostly because the food they have been getting in the last few years has been during school. And I don't even know, what do they do when there's no school in the summertime? That's kind of what
I'm... Depends where you live. Yeah. Like, in New York City, you can still go and pick up food. So parents will go to the school and pick up the meals that the kids would have had if they were still in school.
They do, like, drop-off areas, basically, yeah, where you can pick up meals.
All right. So that is... Well, I didn't know that myself, actually. I guess because I'm not faced with it, I haven't followed it as much. But when I started looking into how this broadcast would work that we're involved in, Radio Cares, by the way, radiocares.org is the site for those of us who have signed on to do the Feeding America Emergency Radiothon. They're running out of food. They're running out of money because the numbers are so huge. It's just amazing. And how many children have lost their only source of food. So we're joining in the fight. You can donate by going to djvshow.com. Click on the donate link at the top of the page, or you can text FEED to 95819, and a donation link will be sent immediately to your phone. Donations will be taking now through the weekend, actually Sunday midnight. But then I'm going to leave the button up on all my pages because I want to be able to, if you see it when you go to the page for something else, then you can hit the button and donate whatever you want to. But this is a fabulous event. The fight against hunger, and every single buck that you give goes directly to the cause. Nobody's taken 10%, 20%, whatever it is, $800,000 a year for the guy that runs the Red Cross. None of that stuff. All right? So you got that picture, what we're doing, how we're doing it, what the situation is around the country. I'm sure somebody you know has got this problem. It just is so universal now.
Mm-hmm. And even before the pandemic, this is such a problem. And Feeding America, just if you don't know about them, what they do is they take surplus food from grocery stores. They've partnered with like Walmart and Whole Foods and things like that. And then they deliver that food to the local food banks. And the food banks then truck it out to 60,000 programs across the country, Feeding America supplies. And, it's talking about, like, the numbers. 1 in 7 Americans are using a program from Feeding America. That's an incredible number. 1 in 7 Americans using this. Yeah. Yep.
So, and the thing is that the youngsters, when I say 22 million, imagine a youngster like 3 years old or younger than that doesn't have enough to eat. What does that say?
Kids don't get nutrition at that age.
Right.
I think it's important. Victoria brought up a great point earlier that there's so many people who are right now scared about their own economic situation that don't know what the future holds for their job, for their business, and you can still be generous. You can be, you know, any amount of the donation will absolutely
bucks.
Do. It's not like you need to do $100 or $1,000.
Nope.
All of that is greatly appreciated, but you can do $1, $5, $10, $20. And if you think about it, I mean, they always like to put it in real terms. It's maybe take the night off of Postmates and cook one more meal. We all know we're getting tired of that and washing dishes, but that could be a way to find the money to help someone who really, really needs it.
Yeah. And going back to these youngsters, and what happens, as you suggested, Victoria, anemia for a child who doesn't get enough to eat, asthma develops with youngsters who don't get enough to eat, the hunger issues, hard to imagine in our country unless you go around the country and see in these pockets, and it's all over. It isn't just in the Midwest or the Mid-South or the South, it's just all over. Big cities, small towns, 84% of households Feeding America serves report buying the cheapest food they can. They don't buy healthy food. They buy the cheap crap that you can get in Walmart or dollar stores or wherever it is.
Well, it's 99-cent frozen pizzas, but that feeds the family. You know, this is... I know we're very privileged here to be able to talk about going to Whole Foods or Trader Joe's or, you know, stores that are just not on the mindset of so many American families who just, they need the 99-cent mac and cheese. It's sad, but that is just a very stark reality. And, you know, we're all really lucky here. And I think that, you know, like Jen said, you can give $1, you can give $5. Feeding America, right on their website, you'll see $1 equals 10 meals. So you don't think that $1 or $5 or $10 isn't doing anything. It is doing a lot.
And it helps the farmers also who are struggling. The Farmer Relief Fund.
Feeding America's teamed up with farmers, yep.
Exactly, right. I was just going to thank you. That's exactly what I was going to say. Feeding America and the Farmer Relief Fund are working together on this thing. And the government has pledged, what, $3 billion, buying $3 billion worth of excess food that's being produced. That isn't necessarily excess, not being used the right way here. The only reason it's excess is because they can't get it off the farm. Sometimes they can't even get the people now. And this is what's going to cause a real problem this year. We don't have enough people to harvest what's being grown. Boy, have I got allergies today. Whew, excuse me for that.
So bad.
Ah, good Lord. Anyway, so it's a coordinated effort. It's smart. It's responsive. It's helpful. It's all of those things. So you text FEED to 95819 to get the donation link sent to your phone, or maybe easier for you to go to djvshow.com or any of the other shows that are produced by us and I host, thegooddayhealthshow.com, americanfamilyfarmershow.com, yourhiddenpowershow.com, talkradiocountdownshow.com, all of them. It's really a fabulous effort, and I'm privileged to have all of us working on this. Speaking of food and food labels and food stuff, many shoppers finding the egg aisles empty because of what's going on. Grocery stores across the country are trying to keep everything in stock. And this is, again, one of the harbingers of what happens when you, in this case, screw over the American family farmer. There's a shortage. Well, apparently there's not a shortage of eggs, but it's what is how they're getting there. Plenty of eggs ready to be eaten, but they can't be shipped because, well...
Well, they're having an issue with the packaging, so
yeah,
I think
right.
It's a good thing, because, see, right now, if you've ever worked in a restaurant or worked in a school cafeteria or seen any of the supplies, you know, the eggs come in on these massive pallets,
yep.
And they're not, you know, they're the industrial size.
Unless they're coming
size.
From local farms, you go to the local farm or you go to the farmer's markets, that isn't how they're done. But the big eggs that come from the huge growers, yes.
Yeah, and so going to institutions, and a lot of restaurants, you know, do like to have the farm-to-table kind of, you know, pasture-raised eggs and things
yeah.
like that. But anyway,
yeah.
So right now, because there are no schools open, all of those eggs are actually going to be repurposed so that they can go into grocery stores. Because there are at least at the grocery stores where I am in New Jersey, all of them around me have a one egg carton limit now, because they've been selling out, and so people, you can only buy one carton at a time, and so now this is a good way to not waste the eggs and to get everything into the stores. The only difference that we might see as consumers, you might have some eggs that are different colors and different sizes in one container, but
yeah.
they're all still the same grade. It's fine. There's nothing, you know, there's
what
nothing
you want
wrong
is brown
them.
Eggs. The brown eggs, the shells, the brown eggs, the feeds that the chickens
feed,
have gotten
right?
is
yeah.
better. Yeah. Well, it's the fact that it's a natural. The more, the darker the color. The white eggs are from corporate big colonial, big gigantic.
Not necessarily.
Farms.
My uncle used to have chickens that would lay white eggs.
I've never had a chicken in my life. I have chickens now. I've never seen a chicken lay.
Do you have
white
brown
egg.
Chickens or white chickens?
I have both. We have Latin. We have black. We get all kinds of chickens.
So you're not racist when it comes to
no,
chicken.
No, I'm not.
Well,
no.
It's weird because my uncle. I mean, I would normally agree with you, but my growing, spending summers on my uncle's farm in Wisconsin. He's a dairy farmer like you, but at his original farm, he used to have a pretty good sized chicken coop, and that was one of my favorite things to
did
do.
Did you notice how
the eggs.
What the eggs tasted like? Did you notice a difference?
Oh, they're delicious.
In the
oh,
taste
my gosh,
of the
yeah.
eggs.
And my
yeah.
my uncle now in California. California actually has a chicken coop, and his eggs are fantastic as well. He's
yeah.
got brown eggs, but my uncle, who did everything naturally, still does. He's still dairy farming at 86 years old. God love him.
I love him.
Love my
yeah.
Uncle George. He's the best. But the eggs were white.
Yeah.
I mean, they were covered in you know what, but they were
yes,
white.
Yes, you gotta wash them. Yeah, you gotta
right.
wash them.
That's I thought that was so fascinating.
Yeah, they lay the eggs on their poop.
Oh,
that's what chickens do. They lay their eggs on the poop. That's what happens. You gotta wash them off.
Mm-hmm.
Labor Department issuing new guidance for meatpacking workers. Other food news. Guidance issued jointly with the CDC says employees should be spaced at least 6 feet apart, wear face coverings, and have to be screened every day for the virus before they go to work.
Wait, why are they not already wearing face coverings?
It's another great question.
Right?
I remember going into screening
for the virus right now, but, like, why are they not already wearing face coverings when they're packing meat?
Well, you'd be amazed at what goes on in some of these places. The government sends an inspector, and in my experience going through some of these plants when I was younger, the inspector sat all day and read newspapers, magazines, and stuff, and they used to have a stamp that they would put right on the meat, USA government inspected, grade A or whatever. They would stamp it right on the meat. Don't do that anymore.
You'd have to eat ink?
Well, you have to clean the ink off, but that was on the back. Yeah, oh, yes, exactly. So let's see, what else have we got here from the meat processing department? The pork industry endured the brunt of the impact so far. It's now up to 3 of the Smithfield pork processing plants, and there's 1 Tyson Foods plant that has been shut down. So 15% of all the pork production in the United States has stopped. About the same amount of chicken production has stopped. You're going to see the cost of things, chicken in the store, price going up, pork in the store, price going up, hot dogs, sausages, all those prices are going to go up. And that'll be reflected when you go to Chick-fil-A to buy or wherever you get your chicken, whatever's, it's all going to cost you more money because these places are shutting down because either the workers can't go to work because they got coronavirus or there's a problem with the meat. That certainly is a problem.
The Defense Production Act to make them come to work, and a lot of the workers are saying, well, we're not going to come to work. What I don't understand is for the people who are too sick or who can't come to work, why don't they hire temporary labor to come in and fill those positions? You would think there'd be a lot of people,
Lots of people looking for jobs. I don't understand
how that's a problem. And now we're causing panic, and people are hoarding meats. They say the first thing that's going to disappear are boneless chicken breasts that they're already kind of out of stock at grocery stores across the country.
Yeah. All right. The total now, the money raised last hour, it was $16,000. The amount of money raised right now in this Feeding America emergency radiothon that we're doing around the country, $26,948 has been raised so far for Feeding America. This is the DJV program at 48 past the hour.
Migraines can attack anytime, anywhere. Now there's a new kind of pill you can take anytime, anywhere to treat them. Introducing Ubrelvy or Ubrogepant. Ubrelvy can provide relief from migraine pain and debilitating symptoms without worrying where you are or if it's too late. People took Ubrelvy within 4 hours of a migraine attack. One dose can quickly stop a migraine in its tracks within 2 hours, and many had pain relief in just 1 hour.
Ubrelvy treats migraine attacks in adults and is not for migraine prevention. It is available by prescription only. Do not take Ubrelvy with strong CYP3A4 inhibitors. Tell your healthcare provider about all the medicines you take. Few people had side effects. The most common were nausea, 2 to 4%, and tiredness, 2 to 3%.
While normal routines have shifted, the need for migraine treatment remains the same. Contact your healthcare provider to see if Ubrelvy is right for you. Ubrelvy, the anytime, anywhere migraine medicine. Learn about support and resources at Ubrelvy.com or call 844-4-U-B-R-E-L-V-Y. Sponsored by Allergan.
Ace is a break with the helpful hardware, folks.
We know staying in is a little easier when you can grill out. That's why Ace will help you get a great grill for your family from the best brands like Big Green Egg, Traeger, and Weber. And with your local Ace right in your neighborhood, we'll assemble and deliver your grill for free. Then, to make it even easier, we'll include free fuel to help you get grilling. The brands you love and the service you trust, only at Ace. Offer valid for Ace Rewards members through May 31st. Grills and accessories, $3.99 and up. Propane tank not included. See participating stores for schedule or exclusions.
Food banks are running out of supplies. Now, some residents are unsure where their next meal will come from.
Mama?
Uh-huh?
The TV man said that the food bank is running out of food.
That's terrible.
We have to help the families, Mama.
You know what, honey? You're right. We do.
Help as we raise funds for Feeding America at RadioCares.org or text FEED to 95819 and we'll send the donation link to your phone.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hand sanitizer is not an option. It's now a must-have. But where can you find it? Online at 2020safe.net. The highest quality hand sanitizer that destroys microorganisms and prevents transmission of pathogens. Now available in a 1-liter bottle with a bonus at 2020safe.net. When you order a 1-liter bottle of our high-quality hand sanitizer, you'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $14.95 value, free by using code GCN at checkout. 2020safe.net offers many natural products to help support health and help you live a more fulfilled life. From germ-zapping hand sanitizer to immune-building nutraceuticals to natural stress, anxiety, and sleep aids, 2020safe.net has what you need in stock today. Just click 2020safe.net, that's 2020safe.net, to get our 1-liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your bonus free 30-count bottle of Immune Booster. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours free. Go now to 2020safe.net.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Questions for Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who's a very important part of lots of broadcast episodic adventures we have here. Did I say I was Doug Stephan? I think I did. I said, you're Ken, I'm Doug. Here we go. Questions. Most of the questions are, as you can imagine, about the virus, Ken. Can my cats get the coronavirus? I've seen a couple of stories about cats getting testing positive. What is there about cats that would make them susceptible to this?
It seems that transmission of the COVID-19 illness can go from humans to cats. It doesn't go from humans to dogs so far, but in fact, in the news just a day or two ago in New York were a couple of cats that have tested positive from their owners. So it can move from humans to cats, this new bug.
All right, what about toothpaste? This is a question about brushing one's teeth and whether or not if you use toothpaste. I think it probably depends on the type of toothpaste, but I'm going to let you address this. Is there a lot of sugar in toothpaste, and does that spike your blood sugar levels if you're brushing with a toothpaste that's got a lot of sugar in it?
I'd like to know. So are we talking about toothpaste causing COVID-19 or toothpaste causing diabetes?
Toothpaste causing blood sugar problems.
Just don't swallow the toothpaste, and I think you'll be fine.
Okay, that's pretty. How many people do you know? Did you ever? There's an old story about the fluoride in toothpaste. I've ever gotten you to talk on the record about fluoride, something that I'm not a fan of. But there have been studies suggested if a youngster 4 or 5 years old got a hold of a tube of toothpaste and swallowed it all, would kill him. because of the fluoride in it. What do you think of that? What
well,
do you
just
know
in
that?
Just in general, you don't want to swallow toothpaste. There are actually kid-safe toothpaste, so the kids who do swallow the toothpaste, I mean, all of us who have kids know that that happens, and we used to use for my daughter a kid safety toothpaste, so they loved it, they could swallow it, and it was safe. So that's the way to get around that. Just make sure until the child clearly understands how to use toothpaste, just use the kid safe toothpaste.
Kid safe toothpaste. All right. Next up, I'm looking for questions that aren't necessarily about the virus, not necessarily
impossible.
Easy. The immune system. How can you give us a simple explanation as to how the immune system? What should we be eating, or what should we be taking for supplements to improve our immune system, or are there drugs that will enhance our immune system? That's a pretty good question.
It's amazingly similar to what we tell you how to keep your heart and circulation healthy. So you want to eat a healthy diet, and my favorite is the Mediterranean diet. You want to get exercise once the doctor tells you it's safe, and with the gyms closed, I know how challenging it is right now. You want to get enough sleep, 7 to 8 hours for all of us, and good quality sleep. You want to get, and boy, this is a hard one, get the mental stress out of your life.
Mm-hmm.
And then supplements. You want to, you know, talk to your doctor about it, but zinc, vitamin C, these are the ones, especially with the virus, that look pretty good.
All right. Now, this, following up, I'm just sifting through the questions. Here's another question about supplements and what they do. Is it possible that if you take some of the CBD oil, for example, or other mood and relaxation dietary supplements, that that will make it easier for you to fight off the virus? Can you be, if you're worried, if you're fearful, does that charge up your body and make you more susceptible versus being relaxed and your body behaving normally, are you less susceptible? I think you get the drift.
Let's apply to NIH and get Dr. Fauci to fund a randomized controlled study.
So that's the answer to that. Vitamin D, back in the focus, lots of people are talking about vitamin D because that's been very prevalent as a discussion topic among immunologists and doctors who are not necessarily from traditional medicine, saying you got to have vitamin D in order to fight off the coronavirus. Is that true? Vitamin D, the most important vitamin?
Well, it's an important vitamin, D. Just make sure your level is adequate, and that is part of the process of having a good immune system, one of the many parts.
So what are you taking? What are you taking in a couple of seconds? What do you take for supplements?
I take a multivitamin that has 1,000 units of vitamin D in it. I'm also in Florida, and unless you're living in a cocoon, it's hard to have a low vitamin D level.
Right.
But some people do. It's not 100%. But especially like yourself up north, you need to check.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus, another version of Ask Dr. Ken. I'm Doug Steffen, 59 past the hour.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.